Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at two of the most common seasonal illnesses, the cold and the flu. In Jamaica, December is known as the season of food, fun, and fellowship, graced by the cooling presence of the Christmas breeze. But along with the good comes the unpleasant, as December also brings the flu season. Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland, says influenza is considered a seasonal illness as it's known to show up at this time of year.
We talk about the flu season, and we are accustomed to having increasing cases between September going into the following year to about March. So we know that in the cooler months, by the end of the summer, the virus is more in circulation, and this is our experience. Whatever they're experiencing in North America, we tend to have the North American experience because of our location and the ease of travel to North America and to Jamaica.
One challenge with some seasonal illnesses is distinguishing one from the other, especially since many share similar symptoms. In the case of the cold, Dr. Copeland says the types of influenza affecting Jamaica are mainly influenza A and B. Influenza A has other subtitles such as H1N1 and H3N2.
The symptoms are coughing, the sneezing. It can spread rapidly because these are droplets that are airborne, so persons who are close by or who would have touched surfaces that the person who is ill has touched, they can then become infected, especially if those fingers are going up to the eyes, in and around the nose and mouth. This is how it is easily transmitted.
Other symptoms include fever, headaches, tiredness, and to a lesser extent, body aches, vomiting, and diarrhea. In the meantime, the viruses that cause the common cold are different from those which cause the flu. Symptoms of the common cold include runny nose, stuffiness, congested sinuses, and sometimes a sore throat. Although more prominent during the festive season, the common cold can be contracted anytime throughout the year. To prevent yourself from contracting a cold or the flu, Dr. Copeland advises frequent hand washing.
We have got to wash our hands regularly before using the toilet, after using the toilet, before preparing food, after preparing food, attending to young children and the elderly. Before doing that, we have to wash our hands, and after we have attended to young children and elderly as well as for our own personal hygiene, we must frequently wash our hands.
Dr. Copeland says soap and water are effective in staving off viral illnesses. Hand sanitizers with over 60% alcohol content may also be used. We should also cover our noses and mouths when coughing and sneezing, as well as washing our hands after handling soiled clothing. Along with children and the elderly, pregnant women are also at increased risk of getting the flu, as their immune systems are working overtime to protect mother and baby. Dr. Copeland recommends that pregnant women see their doctor immediately after displaying flu-like symptoms.
Anybody who has had the flu and they develop shortness of breath, the fever isn't going away, that person then becomes an emergency and must be seen by a doctor or seen at the nearest hospital.
Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, and on behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, thank you for tuning in. Join us again next week for more, and until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.